You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
The Wawa shakes are fantastic. They're perhaps the greatest shakes I've ever had in my life.
Is it hard scooped mixed with milk, or is it soft serve mixed with milk?
It is hard scoop mixed with milk. The Oreo shake at the Wawa by my house is, I will go out of my way. It's probably 15 minutes away from my house. There's a Carvel that's a lot closer, and I'll still go to Wawa to get that shake. That's how good it is.
My opinion on milkshakes is that they should only be made with hard ice cream, because then you get that icy blend of the milk mixing with the hard ice cream, and you get that texture stew. Soft ice cream with milk does not produce a superior milkshake. Can you explain to me why you like the hard ice cream with the soft ice cream?
I'm not certain. What I like is really thick pieces of Oreo. That's what I like in my shake. And so I get it with the hard ice cream. I don't really get that with the soft ice cream. Yep. So
I don't enjoy the milkshake that they hand you, and it's just basically ice cream. And you sit there, and you're sucking, and finally you get this lump of ice cream that comes out.
Right.
It's not. I like a shake to be kind of that nice, even middle spot between ice cream and liquid.
But the relief, though, when you get that chunk through.
But you don't want it too runny, right?
Like
thickness to the milkshake.
Yeah.
You have to have some thickness there. I mean, you have to work a little bit to get that first little thing through the straw, you know?
Well, I mean, Stugat, sometimes I'll go like to In-N-Out or whatever, and I'll get a milkshake and it's too thick. And so now I'm eating my meal, but I can't get my intermediary sips in because it's too thick. So I got to wait for it to melt a little bit. Now I'm all thirsty and stuff. Now I got to go back inside, get a water cup. I don't really want water. I want a milkshake to drink. And it's just too much of a hassle.
The thing you have to do when you're ordering a milkshake, though, is not pay attention to them making the milkshake, because then you realize that you're actually having 11 scoops of ice cream. And you don't want to know that you're having 11 scoops of ice cream, because you would only ever order 2 scoops of ice cream, maybe 3.
Yes.
You would never say, can I have an 11-scoop cup, please? So you really do have to turn around and just let them make it. Magical thinking has to happen.
Never mind that they mix it with whole milk as well.
Right,
you're not
right.
Getting 2%
You order it, then you turn around and you wait for it to appear, and you just tell yourself whatever you need to tell yourself.
Ice cream's a disaster, man. It really is. Like, I love ice cream. Like, going down, it's great. But for ice cream to be really the best ice cream in the world, it has to hurt like 24 hours later, and it has to hurt badly.
Are you lactose intolerant?
Yes.
And you're drinking milkshakes?
You know what you're getting into. You know what you're getting into.
I have a theory.
It's a dangerous game, Roy.
I have a theory that like 95% of people have lactose intolerance and just walk around with lactose intolerance, drinking milk and eating ice cream.
Yes.
And just ice cream is so good that they just don't care.
I don't want to live in a world where I can't have ice cream.
No.
I don't. I mean, but it hurts.
I think that there's a way of being that humans have never reached, and that is if they actually never consumed milk of any kind, we would be probably feel much better, but all of us have adapted to the feeling of being shitty all of the time.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also, Stugatz, like, there's things you can take now before you eat ice cream that you won't get sick.
Like what?
It's like lactate or like, I mean, I've never.
I want to get sick. That's what you're not understanding.
Oh,
I enjoy
okay.
I enjoy it. Yeah.
I should have known. No.
I felt like I've eaten some good ice cream.
I'm worried about your health. Yeah. I want to make sure that you know you have options here.
Okay.
I feel like all of those pills that you take before you're supposed to take before you drink milk or whatever, they're all frauds. They're all placebos. They just, oh, yeah, you take it, and then, yeah, it'll be fine. It's just like, you know, I tried it one time. I'm lactose intolerant. I haven't had milk in like 3 years, but I can't say no to cheese pizza. So, you know, I tried the pills. You know what happens? I just farted up a storm. Nothing happened. I'm like, what did you do? What did you end up doing for me, pill?
I want to know, of this room, like, I feel like we're already majority lactose intolerant. Kate, like, Witty, I feel like we've already like established my theory to be true. I don't know about you.
I don't think I am, but I think Kate has a great point in that I think I've just grown accustomed to feeling shitty after I've had milk or ice cream or some kind of dairy product. Like, I think it probably does things to me, but I never recognize it with anything. Like, for me, there is no correlation between what I eat and how I feel. There's some people who, like, if they have one bad calorie, they know, but like, there is no, for me, I could have anything.
You're a robot? What do you mean there's no correlation?
There's no correlation between like what I eat and how I feel. None.
So the axiom you are what you eat just doesn't apply to you?
No, not at all.
None.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.